girl's first heartbreak should never be by her father. But sometimes, her father cannot fill the void that is gaped within her heart, and that's why it's broken, or easier to break. For today's episode, I'm going to tell you a story about a girl and her first heartbreak. Happy Monday from Thought Bubbles of the Creators. Once upon a time, a happy little girl was born. Born into the arms of loving parents. Parents who made a promise that they would always make sure she had someone to go to. She always had people who would hold her up so she can climb the ladder of success. But in order to do that, they had to make sacrifices, including their education, their life of parties, and young adulthood. And in turn, they gave this little girl a life where she could truly experience love, beauty, and flaw-filled human experience. As time passed, though, the love between her parents faded, bled away. She was much too blind until the divorce rolled in like a storm. An 11-year-old should never have to choose which parent she would rather live with. They were both filled with such sadness, and she wanted to support them, give them some of her glowing, radiating joy, bring back some of the magic they gave to her. Over time, her joy started to diminish. It may have been her broken family, or possibly from the pain of growing older. In middle school, she spent her time with her father. They moved away, and he lacked friendship he clearly needed, as did she. So she attempted to befriend one of the few people in her life she was influenced by every day, and it started tearing her apart, piece by piece. Tension was growing and wedging in their relationship, and she became more and more emotionally distraught and felt as if she was losing her mind. And then they had to pack up all of their things and move again. High school became a strong time in their relationship. They started finding things in common. She started getting good grades. They found their groove. And then her dad found love. She was happy for him, of course, until he started leaving her and her sibling home every weekend. They never had food in the house, and there was very little for them to do. He sacrificed so much for this woman. And the girl was still okay with it, because that made him happy. And then in late fall of her sophomore year, she lost a dear friend to suicide. She sat at home in the living room, alone, in tears. This happened for weeks, and she didn't know how to talk about it or much of anything, so the relationship with her father started to fray again. He decided to leave his job of 6 years and got a new one, but they wouldn't pay his paychecks on time, so they couldn't pay the power bill or sometimes even rent. So they left just before they got evicted and moved in with his girlfriend. His girlfriend started becoming toxic, and the kids decided the best thing to do would be move in with their mother. He started losing contact with his kids, getting immersed with the toxicity. And eventually, he decided he couldn't be in it anymore and moved even further away. And her heart felt trampled on and abandoned. She now sits in college getting a response about once a month, wishing he could still be a part of her life. And with that, that is the end of Thought Bubbles of the Creators. Thanks for listening. Hope to see you next time.